welcome. You're listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I'm Ryan Beto, an NDSU Extension Cropping System Specialist.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of Bismarck State College.
Soil health is a term I'm sure you have heard the past couple of years. But what does it mean? A healthy soil should be working for you to assist you in accomplishing your goals. Soil health itself has many factors, but if you know what your goals are, you can start building your soil towards an improved state. Some common goals include, but are not limited to, erosion control, water management, efficient nutrient cycling, weed management, and livestock grazing.
The long-term productivity of your operation is dependent on soil health. One key aspect of assessing soil health is soil aggregation. Soil aggregation is a measure of how structurally sound the soil is. A well-aggregated soil will stay in place, helping prevent wind and water erosion. Soil aggregation also helps water infiltration and retention. This allows your fields to better utilize the precious rain we do receive. By improving soil aggregation, you can mitigate some of your production risk. Soil aggregation helps retain subsoil moisture, which can help your crops weather dry spells, allowing you to minimize yield loss and protect return on investment.
One way to build soil aggregates is to keep a living root in the soil through as much of the year as possible. This will also help alleviate other issues. A soil issue that impacts many in southwest North Dakota is soil salinity. Soil salinity is a water management issue. By having plants growing throughout the year, it limits the salts that can accumulate at the surface. Another factor within the soil that we are learning more about each day is the soil biology. The soil is full of life. In order to get the most out of our soil, we need to work to get this herd of bacteria, fungi, and other life forms below the soil to reach their full potential.
They don't make any more land. The land utilized in your operation has been purchased through principal and interest payments and is a highly inelastic good, meaning it is not easily replaced. Due to the capital used to secure land and the scarcity of land's availability, it is imperative to manage it properly by assessing the soil health.
That's all we have for you today. If you have any questions or you'd just like to visit, you can find us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, located at 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota. Or you can call us at 701-456-1100. I'm Ryan Beto.
And I'm Levi Helmuth. Be patient in the fields and kind on the roads.
Have a good one.